Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the beheading of St. John the Baptist. And from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. The title of her preaching today is A Missed Life.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now it was the same Herod who had sent John to have arrested and had him chained up in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had told Herod, "It is against the law for you to have your brother's wife." As for Herodias, she was furious with him and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to because Herod was afraid of John, knowing him to be a good and holy man, and gave him his protection. When he had heard him speak, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. An opportunity came on Herod's birthday when he gave a banquet for the nobles of his court, for his army officers, and for the leading figures in Galilee. When the daughter of the same Herodias came in and danced, she delighted Herod and his guests. So the king said to the girl, "Ask me anything you like, and I will give it to you." And he swore her an oath, "I will give you anything you ask, even half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried straight back to the king and made her request. "I want you to give me John the Baptist's head, here and now, on a dish." The king was deeply distressed, but thinking of the oaths he had sworn and of his guests, he was reluctant to break his word to her. So the king at once sent one of the bodyguards with orders to bring John's head. The man went off and beheaded him in prison. Then he brought the head on a dish and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. On this memorial of the Passion of St. John the Baptist, we remember St. John as a man of justice, humility, holiness, passion and zeal for the Word of God. The Word of God that was Jesus Christ. It had not yet been fully revealed to John the Baptist, but he knew the Word of God was coming. He knew the Word of God in his heart, and he saw that the commandments and the law were more than just rituals to be observed, that God had given these laws and commandments to prepare us for the coming of his Son, at which time we would be given the opportunity to be drawn even closer to our Creator through his Son. St. John understood, and he was trying to spread the message to repent of lip service and truly open hearts to receive the fullness of the Word of God. And being a man of zeal and passion, he had the strength to stand up to the authorities of his day. King Herod Antipas had divorced his first wife and married the wife of his half-brother. Even though Herod reported to Roman authorities, he was Jewish, and St. John the Baptist called him out and condemned the marriage between him and Herodias. Herod could have eliminated the problem simply. He had already thrown John in prison and could have easily had John executed. But something held him back. The Gospel tells us that Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. And when he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, but yet he liked to listen to him. And here, I believe, is the sad story of a missed life. Herod was so close. He recognized the holiness in John, and even in a way, respected him. He had heard the truth in John's words, was confused, though, because he didn't know how to open his heart to hear the real truth and to have the courage to act on it. Herod was so close.
He could have had it all, the glory of the kingdom, the joy of true repentance, and the true happiness of intimately knowing God. But his courage failed him. He didn't take the final step. He didn't open his heart. What held him back? Fear of hurting those he loved? Fear of rejection by the mainstream belief? Fear of losing political power he held? Fear of losing his place in society? I'm sure many of us have some of those same fears. It takes courage to reach for God's love when everyone around us promotes secular wealth, power, and physical love. I recently was in a clinic waiting room. My daughter was having an endoscopy, and the waiting room had one of those old movies on, Wonder Woman something, not even quite sure which one. But the premise was the evil character could grant you anything you wished for. But the catch was that it didn't take into account those people you destroyed to have your wishes. And often after you had wished, you wanted even more. The only way to defeat the evil character was for people to rescind their wishes. Wonder Woman had made a wish herself, to return her loved one from the dead. And the only way to stop the rest of the world, to help them start to rescind their wishes, was for her to go first, to be the example, to give up the restored life of her love. Yes, pure Hollywood. But here's the catch. She had the courage to do it. By the example of one person, she inspired others. They began to rescind their selfish wishes and restore Earth to normal. Herod didn't have that courage. He gave in to the wishes of his wife through the request of his stepdaughter, and beheaded John the Baptist. Deep down, Herod knew there was something to this John, but he didn't have the courage to say no to social pressure, and so he lost out. The sad story of a missed life. I was thinking about a lack of courage, and I thought of the litany of humility. In it, we can pray for courage. Right now, I'd like to just pray a little of that liturgy of the humility, but in a kind of shortened summary. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, deliver me, Jesus, from the desire of being esteemed, from the desire of being loved, from the desire of being extolled, of being honored, of being praised, from the desire of being preferred to by others, of being consulted, from the desire of being approved. Deliver me, Jesus, from the fear of being humiliated, from the fear of being despised, from the fear of suffering rebukes, the fear of being forgotten, the fear of being ridiculed. Deliver me, O Jesus, that others may be loved more than me. Grant me the grace to desire it. Amen.